And now to Southeast Texas, where three major highways around Houston have reversed their flow to accommodate hundreds of thousands of people trying to flee Hurricane Rita. As the storm approaches the upper Texas coast, residents are heeding a grim warning from local officials. Leave now because you might not be rescued if you wait. NPR's John McChesney is in Galveston, Texas, and joins us now. John, where are you?
I'm sitting on the seawall at the, right on the outside edge of Galveston, watching the surf roll in here.
The seawall that you're talking about there, I've read that that seawall is 17 feet high.
That's right, and I can't, since I just got here moments ago, I can't really tell you whether this surf is up and whether it's creeping up on this wall. I did see reports this morning that even though this storm is almost 450 miles away, the effect is already being seen here as the surf pushes further up on the seawall.
Yeah, and of course there's a scenario that the storm surge would come over the top of even that 17-foot wall. As you were going into Galveston, the traffic's going the other way. What was that like?
Well, coming out of Houston, it's about an hour's drive down here on I-45, and the first 5 or 6 miles coming out of Houston, it was packed going north, the kind of gridlock you've been hearing about. But as I got further south, I saw fewer and fewer cars, and by the time I got down close to Galveston, I saw almost no cars at all, and the bridge coming into the causeway coming into Galveston is closed down, and you have to go through a checkpoint there, and only people who have some sort of semi-official or official duties here can get across.
And the people, are you seeing people there on the island who have stayed?
Well, there are a few people. I haven't been on the island long enough to give you a very accurate assessment of that. There are a few cars driving by here on the seawall, but not very many. There's a, as you might expect, an encampment of the media here with satellite trucks watching for this. I'm parked in front of a motel, which oddly enough, if this storm comes in, we'll be taking the brunt of it. And they didn't even bother to put plywood up here. I saw a lot of plywood coming into town on a lot of places, but this place is just simply unprotected. It's called a Victorian. It's a pseudo-Victorian, and it will take the brunt of the storm if it comes in here.
Now, tell us, John, about the oil refineries. They're shutting down, of course, waiting for the storm. But how will they be protected? What could happen?
Well, there's no way for them to be totally protected. They are shutting down. If they aren't, those that aren't shut down already are in the process of shutting down. There's something like, I think, 21 refineries up in the Port Arthur area, and they provide a quarter of the nation's fuel and fuel oil. So it's a very big deal. And if the storm heads up that way, watch your gas prices.
Yeah, the preparations there, the civic authorities, state of Texas, and the people who, the mayor of Galveston, the city manager, they appear to have taken quite a bit of, it's been a learning curve from Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, hasn't it?
It has, and they've actually, I was told that they're airlifting 9,000 people out of Beaumont and Houston, people who are frail or can't get out any other way. That's a pretty significant early thing, and there's a mandatory evacuation of 1.3 million people underway right now, including a lot of the low-lying areas of the city of Houston. I should say, no, coming down here was kind of a ghostly experience. I passed miles and miles and miles of shopping centers that were just, there wasn't a car in the lot, there wasn't anybody to be seen. This area is deserted down here.
Thank you, John. NPR's John McChesney talking with us from the beach at Galveston, Texas.
My pleasure, Noah.